Hey, we back chilling with Tupac. This man is multimedia. Not only is he a recording artist, he's also an actor. But before we get into the acting, I want to say, how did you first get down with Suge Knight and Death Row?
Suge, I used to always see Suge. When they did the soundtrack for Murder Was the Case,
yeah.
It was when I was going through all those legal problems, and he was like, yo, give me a song, dog. And I was like, yeah, you can get whatever you want. You know, gave him a song. And it was like the most I ever got for a soundtrack. I mean, the most I ever got for a song. It was then their album budget. I mean, I think I got like something like $200,000 or $150,000 for one song. And the song, they didn't even use it, but I still got paid. You know what I mean? I got paid for everything I did on the soundtrack. And I think I did like two songs or something. But and I remember when he did it like, yo, it wasn't even like because he was jocking me. He did it because he knew I was having crazy legal problems. And I was a man. He had asked me to come to Death Row, and I was like, I ain't ready. And instead of like taking it personal, he just did that for me. And I appreciated that. So when I'm in jail and I'm sitting there, what made me do the Death Row thing, because I was really going to quit rapping. Mm-hmm. But then Puffy and Biggie and all of them came out in the vibe, mm-hmm. and they lied and they twisted the facts. And all I wanted to do was end everything. Yo. All I wanted to do was end everything and walk away from shit. You know what I mean? Like how Scarface and all them niggas do. I want to get out the game. I'm trying to get out the game. They want to dirty up my memory. They want to dirty up everything I worked for. So it made me come back. Instead of quitting, it made me come back more relentless to destroy my what in fact is my comrades. To destroy what used to be my homeboys. What I worked for. My closest clique. You know what I mean? I worked hard all my life. As far as this music business, to make it East Coast, West Coast love and make everybody feel comfortable. And I dreamed of the days when I can go to New York and be comfortable and they can come out here and be comfortable. So it's not like I'm when people say, why are you doing it in East Coast City? It's not like it's not silly at all. But you can't disrespect the love. You can't disrespect the peace treaty. That's just like when the Indians made deals with the white dudes and they would just come and rape their women and shoot them up and then leave. No, the Indians ain't gonna love white people no more. They're gonna wanna kick up some dust until we think about it and renegotiate the terms of the treaty. And that's what I'm talking about.
That's where y'all at right now.
We gotta have this beef and this war and these words and this dialogue until we can renegotiate the terms of the treaty. I love the East Coast. I'm from the East Coast. But they have to understand that you can't just be saying shit about us and think that we're not gonna take it personal. You can't just be calling us fakers and pretenders and non-creative motherfuckers and we can't freestyle and this and that and this and think we just gonna be like, oh, well, that's cool. We love them because they started it. Hell nah, we're gonna take it personal. Just like a kid would when it's bigger brother who ain't doing shit is all in sight. You know, that's just like the little brother making hella cash and the bigger brother's like, you owe it all to me. Mm-hmm. That's wrong. You know what I mean? Don't be mad because the little nigga's coming up. You know what I mean?
Now, do you think the East Coast, West Coast rivalry is like both coasts? Well, because a lot of people think it's more Bad Boy, Death Row.
It's not both coasts. What it is was that the East Coast, the people on the East Coast are real proud, real cultural, and real strong, just like we are on the West Coast. And so what happened was Biggie came at a time, just like what Hitler did with the Jews. Biggie came at a time when they were open to somebody saying, we're the master race, and these guys are nothing, and they're pretenders, and this is why we not making it in the business because of these guys. This is why we not doing nothing because of these guys. So the East Coast really not hating us, really not knowing nothing about us, but just listening to their supposed to be leader. You know, listening to the person that was representing for them. Like, yeah, okay, well, Biggie, you know, he from Brooklyn, woo-woo-woo. You know what I mean? And that's what happened. And so all of a sudden people saying stuff that they didn't even know was what they was doing was like ending our culture, what we started. We held it down for y'all. That's how I felt. I was in tears like, what? When y'all was out there on some, when LL was dancing with women in silver suits and niggas was on some other shit, which I'm not mad at because I might do that one day. And I love them niggas, you know what I mean? But I'm saying when you was being creative and wanting to try other boundaries, we was holding it down with this hardcore shit.
Yeah.
It might not have been what you wanted, but it kept rap alive for years. It kept money coming in. It let them notice us. So how could you look at us now and be like, this ain't good enough? You know what I mean? We're broken home. Y'all ain't teach us this. We ain't come from where you... We ain't got no subways or graffiti. We learned this, I mean, in spite of the gangs, in spite of all of that, we came up with this culture. You know what I mean? So I felt like we never got what we deserved. And I took it personal because I'm from the East Coast and I know about that culture, but I know about this culture because I was here when it was getting put down. So now I'm doing what the East Coast would have did if the West Coast did this to the East Coast. I'm riding for my side. You know what I mean? You wrong. This is not right. Recognize us. And the only way the East Coast gonna recognize us is for us to do it on records, by money, by sales, and by representing it. Just like KRS-One. When PM Dawn got on stage and he had talked shit about him, what did KRS-One do? So why are people telling me I'm wrong for doing what I'm doing? They love KRS-One. He is hip-hop. Am I correct?
That's true.
Right. So I'm hip-hop. I'm mad at Biggie, I'm rushing the nigga. What's the problem?
That's real.
The East Coast separate themselves from Biggie. We'll do shows in the East Coast. Everything is beautiful. But so far, the East Coast has been with every all interviews I read, every letter I read. Niggas is like, fuck Tupac, Biggie, Biggie this, Biggie, Biggie. Like he's representative of the East Coast. So that's why I attack as though I do, because I'm a general and I'm a smart general. And I'm not going to attack at no blind soldiers. I'm going to attack at those attacking me. Only reason people was mad now is because I came out of jail and made this shit a reality. When I got out of jail, the West Coast, East Coast shit was really started. California love what I was saying, put it down. And now them niggas is mad because money is fucked up. Attitudes have changed. It's not as safe as it used to be. Niggas gotta think about their business steps, and that's what I wanted to happen. Now let's go to the table. Let's talk. Let's make peace. Let's work it out. Let's get a community the money.
So you saying with a conversation with guys like Puffy, Biggie, and that whole East Coast?
Sit down and conversate with Puffy or Biggie, because that's like Scarface sitting down with the dude he overthrew. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They not on my level, but I can sit down with the OGs from there, which we are doing. Mm-hmm. People don't even know we not beefing with the East Coast. We starting Death Row East. With Eric B, all the OG niggas out there from the East Coast. We got Kane, Christopher Williams, all these artists. We trying to get Bobby Brown, all these artists. We trying to put the East Coast Death Row just like the West Coast Death Row and make it major. You know what I mean? Right, but we not doing that until we get this business settled. And even while we doing that, we trying to get the Wu-Tang niggas, because I love them niggas. I feel as though they represent the East Coast how we represent the West Coast. Mm-hmm. And I love them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's what we trying to do. We doing it like if everybody raps is what they really think, then everybody should understand what I'm doing, because it's gangster shit number one, it's war shit number two, and it's all by the rules of the game. You know what I mean? I'm doing shit, I'm calling for dialogue. I'm gathering attention for dialogue, which is what you do in a struggle for power.
That's real, that's real. We still chilling with Tupac. It's intense. I love this, brother. I like this. My man keeping it real. We're going to come back with more Tupac right